At the NAFB Trade Talk, I am visiting with Polly Ruland with the Cattlemen's Beef Board. And Polly, just say congratulations once again. You are officially the new CEO for the Beef Board, and that took place at our summer conference. You've had a little time maybe to reflect and start working into this position. Just what are some of your thoughts about how things are going with the Beef Board and with you in this position?
Well, I appreciate you saying that I've been there since the summer conference, but the truth is I've only been official for about a month, maybe two, and I like the vote of confidence, and I appreciate that. Things are going really well. I can say that our relationship with our contractors is better than it's been in quite a long time. I can tell you that in honor of our 25th anniversary, it's a silver anniversary of the checkoff this year, we're doing a lot of tweaking as far as our administrative processes. And by that I mean we're thinking about our joint committees that we have with the Federation of State Beef Councils. Maybe those could be better. Maybe those could be restructured. We're thinking about how those go. We're looking at our bylaws. We haven't looked at our bylaws in 25 years. It's time to do it. It's time to eliminate that antiquated language to think about how we could do things better. So we've taken on a lot, and we're involved in a lot, and all of those efforts are trying to make sure that we're doing the best we can with the producer dollars that are invested with us every day.
Well, we're some of us already starting to look forward to the winter meeting. That's we've got to be planning for it if we're not already. What are the things that your staff's working on to prepare for that meeting coming up?
Nashville is sure a fun town, and we always have a really good attendance at that meeting, so I'm looking forward to it, too. The board will meet at that meeting, as they do at every winter and summer meeting. And at that meeting, they will probably consider these bylaws changes. They will probably consider the committee structure changes, as well as other business. We have two board meetings at the winter meeting, and we do have all of our joint committees meeting and talking about the work of the checkoff for the upcoming year. So that's what we do just about every meeting. It's not a lot different, except for the work changes and is dynamic, and that's the most important part of the checkoff.
Well, we do all we can to encourage people to eat the best protein source out there, and that is beef. Just maybe a comment on the ongoing need to continue to communicate with consumers and let them know how healthy, nutritious, and wonderful this product is.
The truth is consumers have a growing demand from us as far as our product goes. Not only is it important to make them understand beef's nutrition, they know about beef's taste. We know they love beef for the taste. The safety of beef, those traditional things we've worked on really hard, but now they are interested in where beef come from. How do we raise it? What do we do in the production system? And that sustainability issue with consumers is a growing issue, particularly domestically. So we are starting a big research project, a life cycle assessment project, that allows us to put metrics on how we're doing as far as sustainability goes and to communicate those with consumers. I'm really excited about the project because I think beef has a very good story to tell as far as sustainability goes.
Well, I couldn't agree more, and we're seeing a lot of different agricultural groups and even agribusinesses kind of coming together to help get that message across to consumers in light of a lot of the challenges we have with some of the detractors that we have out there. Thank you very much. That's Polly Ruland with the Cattlemen's Beef Board, and here from the NAFB Trade Talk session, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.